We give you glory, Lord, as we honor you. We give you glory, Lord, as we honor you. You are wonderful. You are worthy, O Lord. You are wonderful. You are worthy, O Lord. Father, we give you praise. Mighty God, we give you glory, for you are wonderful, Lord. Thank you, Lord God, for your blessings over our lives, O God. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for protecting us, O Lord. In that while we were sleeping dead in the flesh, Lord, you protected us. Father, we thank you. Thank you, Lord God, for another day, the gift of life. We magnify your name, O Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Mighty God, we say, be thou exalted, O God, for all the good things that you are doing in our lives, Lord. To you alone we return all the glory, in the precious name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your holy name forever. Lord, today again we have come, O God, to share your word, to encourage ourselves in your word, to remind ourselves of your promises. Father, I pray, O God, that you give unto us understanding in the precious name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Glory and honor be to your holy name, O Lord, for in Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Amen. Beloved, I want to welcome you once again to another day, another podcast. Like we all know, or for those who don't know, this podcast is called Good Morning Jesus, and it's coming to you from Liberty Ark Ministry International. In the last episode, I was talking about the love of Christ, or the love for Christ. The love of Christ, or the love for Christ. Do you love Christ? Do you love God? Remember, God first loved us, and we have to love God as well, so that all his promises concerning us will be fulfilled. It will be fulfilled. Today, I want to look at what came up in my spirit this morning, and it is the blessings of God. The blessings of God. The blessings of God. Remember the book of Proverbs chapter 10, verse 22 or 23, thereabout. It says that the blessings of God, it maketh rich and addeth no sorrow. The father of faith, our father Abraham, like we all come from that lineage, as a Gentile, because you are born again, you're of Christ, so you partake of the blessings of Abraham, right? Okay, so God told Abraham, God called out Abraham in the book of Genesis chapter 12, and God told him to do something that sounds, to me, it sounds strange. How can you call somebody out and say, come out, I want you to go somewhere. When you come out, then I will tell you where to go. You know, just pack your things and get out. I will show you the place to go. And Abraham packed his stuff, took his wife, tagged along himself with Lot, right? And he was going where? He didn't know. But God was directing him. God was speaking with him through his angel. Let's read. The blessings of God is what I have for you this day. Or this day. It says Genesis chapter 12 from verse 1. Say, now the Lord had said unto Abram. Remember then it was Abram, not Abraham. God had to change his name. Like some of us need to change our names. Yeah, it's true. Name has a lot to do in people's life. He said, now the Lord had said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show thee. Unto a land that you will show me. So where is the place? But Abram didn't argue with God. And God said these things to him. Verse 2. He said, I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. Verse 3. I will bless them that bless thee. That is, As you go along in life, everyone that blesses you, I will bless them. And curse him that curse thee, and in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed. Okay, that's verse 3. And verse 4, the Bible says, so Abraham departed as the Lord has spoken unto him. Now, this is where I'm going now. For Abraham to receive those blessings, he has to obey God. Let's put it this way. He has to believe God to obey him. I think I'm making sense now. He has to believe God to obey. If he doesn't believe, he will not obey. But he believed God, believed what God has said, and then he obeyed. The Bible says, so Abraham departed. It was in departing, in obeying God's word, that the blessings of God came upon him. That word, in thee shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, was fulfilled in his life. It didn't stop there. Genesis chapter 22. I'm talking about the blessings of God this morning. If you have the faith, the heart of faith, to believe God and obey him, whatever it is that God has promised that he will do in your life, whatever it is that is the vision of God for your life, whatever it is that is the purpose of God for your life, you will fulfill it in the name of Jesus Christ. Genesis chapter 22. It's not a hard thing, though. It is not difficult at all. But it is settling it within you that, however it may be, I will believe and obey God. So in Genesis chapter 22, we see here a story where God told Abraham to sacrifice his son, his only son, Isaac, right? Well, that's the way the Bible put it. But we know that he had a son before called Ishmael. Yeah, but the Bible put it here that God said, sacrifice your son, your only son, whom thou lovest, Isaac. Okay, right. We don't know who wrote it like that. Whether the Spirit of God is by the inspiration of God, the Spirit of God, we don't know. But he said, your only son, Isaac. So after he has done all that, and then there appeared to him a ram, and the angel said, stop, don't slaughter that son. This is the ram, and all that. So because he obeyed that word as well, because he obeyed that instruction as well, in verse 15, Genesis chapter 22, verse 15, Genesis 22, verse 15, it says, and the angel of the Lord called unto Abraham out of heaven the second time. So the first time was when the angel called to stop him from killing the child, right? Okay, so the second time, verse 16, and said, by myself have I sworn, said the Lord, for because thou hast done this thing and hast not withheld thy son, thy only son, 17, that in blessing I will bless thee, and in multiplying I will multiply thy seed as the stars of the heaven, and as the sand which is upon the seashore, and thy seed shall possess the gates of his enemy. And in thy seed again shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because thou hast obeyed my voice. I read from Genesis 22, from verse 15. It says, in blessing I will bless you, because, and in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because thou hast obeyed my voice. Beloved, the ticket to the blessings of God, the ticket to the blessings of God is obedience to God's word. We have stated that before. But this is the blessings of God that now makes one rich and does not bring about sorrow. I don't know what you're going through, but this is a word for you. Believe God and obey God. The Bible says that Abraham believed in God and it was imputed unto him for righteousness. Beloved, all it takes is for us to believe and obey God. God said, because thou hast obeyed my voice. Are you obeying God's word? Are you obeying God's voice that even you hear within yourself to do certain things? Are you doing it? It's not difficult. It's not difficult. It's just to be determined that Whatever it takes, I will believe God and I will obey him so that his promises will be fulfilled in my life. So that what he has said concerning me, that vision, that purpose for me will be fulfilled. The Lord bless you in the name of Jesus Christ. I am also trying my best to believe God's word and to obey God's voice concerning my life, concerning my destiny. It may be difficult, but beloved, the end, you know, it will be sweet. Whatever I am going through now is nothing to compare with what plan God has for me. And I know it's the same for you. The Lord bless you in the name of Jesus Christ. So Heavenly Father, we thank you. Our Lord and our God, we bless you. We give you praise. We thank you for your word of encouragement. I pray anyone that's going through any hardship right now, Lord, I pray, oh God, that you breathe your breath upon their lives in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, I pray, oh Lord, for the spirit of encouragement, Lord, in this life, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ. There are people, Lord, looking unto you for the fruit of the womb. There are people, oh God, believing you, oh God, for a life partner, a wife, a husband. There are people believing unto you for promotions, people looking unto you for jobs. I pray, oh God, that you intervene in every situation in the name of Jesus Christ. As they make up their mind, oh God, to believe and obey you, Lord, do what no man can do in their lives in the name of Jesus Christ. Peradventure, there are powers of darkness working against any life. I pray, because for this purpose was Jesus made manifest, that he might destroy the works of the devil. I pray every works of the devil in every life be destroyed in the name of Jesus Christ. You are set free. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. Amen. Beloved, I want to thank you so much for listening. Please do share this with people. And as you do so, the Lord bless you more. In the name of Jesus Christ. My name has not changed. My name once again is Shola Daniel. Until I come your way again on Monday. Oh, have a very pleasant weekend. In Jesus' name.